Blog Talk Radio.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
That's what's up, you know, I'm here.
We like to do that around here. We like to
guessing about what our lips are saying as they're moving, but it's all good.
We try.
City City, Plant City, brings us that girl, Hot Chocolate. What up, Ma? Welcome to the show.
Yo, and I like that way she kicked in the door with that Kendrick. We gonna be all right, Tammy.
Yes.
Definitely are. Also praying for those people out there in Vegas and in Cali with that those mudslides and rains that just came through yesterday. I was watching that on the news a little bit. Oh, you're crazy. People trapped in their cars in like 5 and 6 feet of mud, just bananas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen. I know people don't like to hear it, but signs of the times, my friend.
Most definitely.
Signs of the times, my
pay attention.
Let me put plural on it, my friends.
Pay attention, people. Pay attention.
Signs of the times. Hey, but to flip it though, speaking of Vegas, and we ain't gonna talk about it too much because they ain't paying us. But the Soul Train Music Awards weekend coming up next month, November 5th through 8th, out in Vegas. Yo, it's gonna be off the. Easy. Listen, the Mandalay Bay, I've stayed there multiple times hanging out with Steve Harvey and the crew. So the Soul Train party pops off November the 5th through the 8th. Yo, you got to get it while you can. Mandalay Bay, Vegas, that's all you're going to hear from us. Let's keep it moving. It's Friday. It's Friday. We made it to the weekend. Hey, anything crazy for you all this week? But you know what? Before we go there, can I just give a big up to the host of really a real classy event that I hosted last week out in Clearwater Beach. It was the Expanding Territory Men's Conference, Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. Keith Solomon and his wonderful, lovely wife, Mrs. Kimberly Solomon. The Solomons are just world-class. They head up an organization called Keepers International. You can log on to www.keepersinternational.org just to follow these people, but they're positive. You know, just shouts out to all of the speakers, Minister Randy Griffin, Minister Calvin Colin, he was on the show, Minister Jason Alfred, Minister Frederick Thomas, others, I mean, and Pastor Thomas was on the show as well. I mean, dynamic speakers, and it was wild to see the complete opposite of what they say about us. You know, the reality is the good stuff is just never really promoted, such as the Million Man March going on at the same time that we were in Clearwater. You didn't hear anything about all of the brothers from all over the country coming together in peace in droves.
Right.
Right. You heard nothing about it because complete opposite of what they want the image to be of us and what they say about us, the complete opposite. So, again, shout out to Minister Keith Solomon, trying to do big things for the kingdom of God and really trying to encourage, you know, men to step up, stand up. And, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, stand for something, starting with God at the end of the day.
Amen.
But shout out, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to definitely touch on, you know, the lack of media coverage with the Million Man March or any other positive things, just like your empowerment, you know, those seminars and conferences. There's hardly ever any media coverage on positive things, and not even BET. That's why I said we're going to talk about it later because the numbers came in for BET.
Oh,
for the
right.
Hip Hop Awards.
Well,
you know what
well,
I'm saying? So we're not going to talk about it right this moment. Yeah.
Let's pause for the calls, come right back, and we'll share a significant fact. And it's not about just our opinions. Guess what? I mean, they are statistics. The numbers don't lie. We're going to share some of those when we come back. It's the Social Lab. It's the Cypher. We'll be right back. Team Hum Radio Live.
Friday.
Baby, let's cut down the seconds for you some more time. Up and wrap your gear, fatty, I'll be your prize. You my full attention, cause you've been on my mind. Put me in your favorite color, baby, tonight you decide. I want you again and again while the radio drowns up the sound from the love that we're making. Feels so amazing, your chest is where my head will be laying. I wanna see feelings from your kisses. I want you to see feelings. I hope you're ready to never see feelings. Every minute I'm gonna see feelings. I'm letting go. Come and get it. You're taking me to the point of no return. Follow my instructions, listen to every word. Reach out to me, boy, don't be scared to let go. Come on, control me, and I'll put on a show. Sure you can give me more than I can handle.
Radio live in the social media girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. It is 9:14 p.m. and it is Friday night. What y'all doing? What y'all got going on for the weekend? Give us a call. Let us know. 917-889-3926. Before we took our first little break, we were talking about the impact that the Million Man March and its positivity and the message that it was bringing not being broadcast nationally on any of the stations. Other than that, I want to say I saw a little bit of coverage on C-SPAN. I don't even think I saw it very much on like CNN or anything like that, but primarily BET, where we would look for it to be.
Or even TV One.
Of course. Or even TV One, because those are the majority, quote-unquote, black networks or networks that cater to African-Americans. Of course, we would look for something like the Million Man March to be broadcast there, but it wasn't. So the people have actually spoken, and the Nielsen ratings were released. CeeLo, you got the numbers on that?
Yes. According to the Nielsen ratings, the BET Hip Hop Awards, well, the viewership went down by 1.8 million because from the year prior where it was like 2.9 million, you know, watching this year. Yeah, it was like, yeah, hold on, let me give you the exact number. 91, I can't even say this number, 910,000 total viewers of the BET Hip Hop Awards. So they lost 1.8 million viewers. And you know, And then this, you know what that said to me, though, was the fact that now if we can stop buying into these perpetuated holidays, and I'm not saying not to celebrate holidays, you celebrate whatever you want, but I'm talking about as far as buying, you know, going all out to get, spending your last to get these, you know, products that are even marketed to you, but those dollars aren't being put back in those communities that are spending that money. So, you know, it's like we could make a major impact.
Definitely.
And that was
the black dollar moves the economy. It really does. The African-American dollar moves and totally stimulates the economy. It either moves it or shuts it down. One of the two.
And guess what? And guess what tops it?
All of that.
Women top the spending ship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's like if we can just pause, it would make it would change so many things.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know what I mean?
True.
If we could just flip that on top of its head, we could.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Let me ask you guys something. Have you guys heard about Kirk Franklin? What's going on with him? Okay, so Kirk Franklin.
I love Mr. Franklin.
Okay, Mr. Franklin looks like my father. So, but other than that, Mr. Franklin is about to come out with an album. He's dropping his new album called "Losing My Religion."
And
he is also trying to start a movement where people are, you know, kind of doing away with the whole religion thing. Not saying doing away with God. Not saying I don't believe in God or anything. He's not saying he's not.
I did away with religion years ago.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing is that a lot of people don't know the difference. You see what I'm saying? Between a way of life and a religion. You know, so.
Yeah, I moved from religion to spirituality years ago. And it's important that, just like you just spoke of, and listen, I'm just, this little disclaimer, I'm really not bothered by your feedback.
Right.
That's just a disclaimer. There's a distinct difference between religion and spirituality. Just like you spoke of not feeding into the perpetuated holidays.
Yeah.
I think religion is a everyday perpetuated holiday. You have to move to a place where you know that there is a power bigger than you, and you have to find out what it's all about for yourself beyond what you're spoon-fed. That's what I think spirituality is. Anything outside of that is religion, because it's not about what somebody tells you about God. It's the relationship
that you
form with him yourself.
Absolutely.
That is what spirituality is, which is very distinct from religion. And so we're going to move away from this because this is a Friday night cypher. So, CeeLo, let's bring it back, and we'll see you on the other side.
Being on some chill shit. Being 0 to 100 real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bills. And I don't feel that shit. not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth, worth. My actions being louder than my words, words. How you so I but still slow down to earth. Won't do it, we can do it on a turf. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the pussy that I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. The motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fuck niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shit, boy. Yeah, really with the shit. I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Boy, all that Drake, you gotta chill, shit. I be on my little mouse drill, shit. Boy, all that rap to pay your bills, shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills, shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico Basin, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch it, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we could really get it, we could go for it. I'm just here for the bucks and the billy. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit like go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, you already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Oh, shit, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show up. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you, they do it for myself. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, real quick. The 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, real quick. Real quick, real quick.
Whole squad on that real shit.
Whole squad on that wrist. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said they love me unconditional. Imagine how I feel to watch another getting at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog. Damn. Okay, from that perspective, I see what you're talking about. No way to soften that. Cause me, I was trying to find out where I lost them at. But maybe I ain't lose them at all. Maybe I keep moving forward and they're just stagnant. They ain't moving at all. But when they need their favor, who do they call? Maybe I'm searching for the problems, asking what was said and who was involved. Too focused on people's feedback and proving them wrong. They say the shoe can always fit no matter who for the song. These days feel like I'm squeezing in them. Whoever won before just wasn't thinking big enough. I'm about to leave them with them. Cause if I run the game in these, man, the seams are splitting. No pun intended, but they smelling defeat in the air. Headed where nobody took it, who meeting me there? They tell him that he talking crazy, but he doesn't care. Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better all P's dropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. PMD dropping, reps of P dropping. Magic Jordan dropping, OB dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the reps off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah, been on the move like the lease is up. And I can't even name one person that's keeping up. Damn, look how it was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now? Cause I'm only 27 and I'm only getting better. If I haven't passed you yet, watch me catch up now, for real.
Could this be the way life will catch up?
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yep. That was Drake 0 to 100 catch up. And I think that's Sampa at the end of that. I love the way he sounds. He always sounds like he's on like a antique radio. But speaking of radio, you're listening to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. And I'm Adam Boston, Kizzy Sunshine, whichever one you dare to say. We got Mr. Hyman on deck, got Hot Chocolate on deck. It's Friday Night Cypher. We're recapping, you know, news and entertainment from the week. I know earlier this week we talked about Lamar Odom and, you know, sending our prayers out. You know, he was found unconscious in a Las Vegas brothel or Nevada brothel. But it was the update today was that he is now conscious. And I know we were just talking about it on the other side of that. And you had a portion to report on as well, Hot Chocolate.
Yes, that he woke up with his still current wife, Khloe Kardashian, at his bedside, and his first words once he opened his eyes were, "Hey, baby."
Now, I heard different, like so many different reports as far as with, like the last thing I heard about the divorce was that it had been finalized about 3 months ago, but then you have others saying that, you know, it's just in place, it hasn't been finalized. So,
yes, because the papers have been filed, but neither party has signed the paper. So that means the divorce is not final.
Okay.
Yes.
And the reason why that even matters,
reports are conflicting, though, because even as of yesterday, I heard that, you know, the divorce had been finalized. And so I'm trying to think we really know. And that was a national network. You know, broadcast networks actually reporting that. So I'm like interested in how the stories are conflicting.
Of course.
Right.
And but you know what? The only reason that it matters, people, is because if he were to pass away, right, and she's his, still his wife, she would have say, you know, whether or not they would pull the plug or keep him, you know, on a breathing machine. However, if they are no longer married, they would go. It would go to, you know, whoever is his next of kin, or, you know, closest kin. So that's, you know, really only the reason why it matters whether they're still married or not.
Yeah, and it is still hard to say because his children were there as well as Khloé. So unless you're in, you know, the immediate vicinity where they are as well, there's no way to really confirm who was making, you know, medical decisions or the decisions regarding his treatment or what would have been done next.
And we still send our prayers out to Lamar Odom and the family.
You know, everybody's been praying for him. Everybody in the family is still praying for the brother because
because he was saying Khloé was there at his side.
He still has a long road ahead of him, but regardless of, you know, who's there and, you know, what they're saying and how he's feeling today. You know, we're happy that he's conscious, but he has a hell of a road ahead of him.
Ahead of him,
That battle with addiction is not an easy one. So anyone
definitely.
Who's out there making light of it, you know, check yourself. But just know that that's not an easy road to climb.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Well, in other news, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This is ridiculous, but there's this site called Nextdoor, right? Now, it was initially supposed to be, you know, for people just, I guess, you know, just, it was like a community thing. So everybody can keep in touch and, you know, like just feel more of a community, you know, because the internet has really, you know, replaced the telephone. Well, this is in Oakland, in an Oakland community, where white residents are using this website called Nextdoor to, oh my gosh, to just like warn other white neighborhood residents about blacks doing, guess what, ordinary things. Yes, I did, people, say ordinary things, from walking up and down the street to making a U-turn at a dead-end street or walking their dog or, you know, looking suspicious while walking their dog.
So,
you know?
wait, time out. My question is, number one, who are you taking the time or wasting your time, I should say, to report this to, and what type of repercussions are going to come from said report? I'm out there walking Giuseppe and you're going to call the police on me? What are they going to do?
As simple as this right here. Check it out. It's as simple as this right here. I'm on a computer. CeeLo is over there on the computer, too. We're on the website right now. Live chat.
Yeah.
Let's just make it, like, real interactive, not even just email, you know, but we live chatting.
Chatting, right.
Website right now. And this is what I'm chatting. Hey, CeeLo, I just saw Hot Chocolate take her garbage out in her robe.
Right. I wonder what she's hiding in her trash can. Stuff
should
like that.
Should we call the police?
Hey, CeeLo.
Hey.
I just saw Hot Chocolate walk her dog.
Oh my gosh! I wonder, you know what? That dog is probably bringing some kind of disease from another country.
Oh, Giuseppe, you hear what they just said about you?
That dog has Ebola.
The dog has Ebola.
But it might sound ridiculous, though. I think even when you think about just the state that we're in right now in this country, everybody is on guard. We might joke about that, but I can tell you that I'm sure there are communities that are on guard and they aren't comfortable anymore based on the state of America. I mean, you know, I'll tell you that the boycotts and the campaigns and the movements have become so colorful and so powerful that even the law enforcement officers themselves are starting to admit that they aren't comfortable.
Right.
And that they are, you know, somewhat afraid, not just because of the boycotts and the movements, but even because of the accountability now. Video cameras, YouTube, they're uncomfortable with the fact that there could actually be evidence with the brutality. Isn't that something?
Okay.
But to bring it back, though, the landscape has changed. So, you know, we make fun about people discussing ordinary things, but the reality is culturally and from community to community, what's ordinary for me is not that ordinary for you.
Right. And now, see, okay, so how this even came out was there's this company called East Bay Express, and they investigated this, you know, this website. Now, this is a quote directly from Express. They stated, over the last 2 years, their neighborhood, they're talking about the people who are, you know, making comments and such, their neighborhood has become overrun with racial profiling, but not by the police, rather by mostly white residents incorrectly assuming that people of color who are walking, driving, hanging out, or living in the neighborhood are criminal suspects. These residents often don't recognize that they may have long-held racial prejudices and or unconscious biases. But recently, they've been able to instantly broadcast their unsubstantiated suspicions to thousands of their neighbors with the click of a mouse.
You know why? Because that's bull that they don't recognize their biases. They absolutely recognize their biases. They embrace it, and they broadcast it amongst their racist, biased community.
That's right.
We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. This is the site, and you got to love it. It's that cool social lab. Racism is real. Racism is real. You just got to know what you're dealing with. You got to know what you're dealing with.
Recognize it.
It doesn't look the same anymore.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Racist amongst ourselves to keep it real.
Yes. We're going to talk about that too.
Maybe.
On the other side of this. TMI Radio Live, baby.
You ain't even got to count the money. It's all left. Boss. All aboard. Last train to Patty. Via the ghetto.
Maybe.
I'm a photographer's dream. Count cream as my chain swing. Mac 11 for the things that the days bring. I'm after cheddar, dead and money, yeah, I chase cream. Patent leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris, wheels like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. Rick the ruler, my ruler produced the carrots. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. And now it's feeling slow when you know it's the end of the road. When I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another song for you. I would hide it in my helpless soul. I'm not afraid to go down the road. Where we go, I don't know. You can hear them calling, don't you?
And the angels call like,
oatmeal in a winner, talking leather interior, oak wheel in the center, my nigga deal opium, ill in the opium, condominiums in the center of Ethiopia, dirty money all they seen on that phantom plate, teeth, blue jeans and it's treated like a cabaret, fire shots, now they need a roll of yellow tape, with a Glock make a scene, I'm the F. Gary Gray. Crab cake served chill on that Learjet. Whenever did he call, I know it's by the big check. How many bags you forget to get your chick yet? Know it's sex good just by looking at my chick neck. All aboard. Last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I took a palm and read it just like a tarot. I could detonate a bomb at the issue of any challenge.
For me.
Yeah.
brother. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a plug up. Now I pull the truck up. Same stuck up. Now she wanna fuck up. See me hanging out the window screaming, what? No more tough luck. A different club is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the all white Ford. I'm on that all night tour. I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing stops on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Head side, killing what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic Summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker? Opportunity be knocking. God let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. I feel so alive, I think I fuck myself. I should kiss myself. I'm staring at the man inside the mirror. The reflection shows a wolf though. Now damn, I'm still cute, ho. All my women play the flute. Show me play some melon and prosciutto. Left handed make the fender cry. Count money with a reverent smile. A devil's eye. Half Cherokee and Gemini. Motherfucker, just dump Pete from Jump Street and turn your chef plate to lunch meat. I'm in a Humvee, looking like a young me. Now these motherfuckers don't wanna be chubby. I switch the season out of half curl. Tan skin, I need a bad girl. Cause James Brown said it's a man's world. In a Trans Am twirl, the burner handle made of pearl. That's his daddy's little girl.
Slide on up in here, 9:45 in New York, 9:45 here in Atlanta. What's poppin', everybody? Thanks for rocking inside the Friday night cypher with my peoples. Hot.
Yes.
Got them CeeLo Boston. That dude, yep. St. James, is out in Ohio. Big up. What up, Cleveland?
Hey, yes.
LeBron and them Cleveland Browns trying to put it
okay.
down.
Okay. All right. Hey. For their peoples. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, and I lost my thought. Go ahead.
9 3 9 2 6 9 1 7 8 8 9 3 9 2 6 6 43 out there on the West Coast.
Woo.
Hey, shout out to my people in Chicago. My man Rick Harris, his peoples out there. And Corporats out of Brooklyn. What up, Tone and the fam? You know, shout out to my people all over the place. You know, I rocked out to San Diego on Monday. I came live out of San Diego. We were on for what? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes?
Not every bit of 16, to be exact, sir. 16 minutes.
We were on for 16 minutes on Monday due to technical difficulties. But
beyond our control, of course.
Rebound Wednesday, I was back on the east side from the west. Shout out to San Diego. Listen, San Diego is a beautiful place.
Shall we move
a
there?
Beautiful, let me think about it. A beautiful,
okay.
beautiful place.
I want a house on the beach.
Listen,
I want to see the beach from one side and then the city from the other.
I shared some pictures with the houses on the beach.
You sent me some pictures.
I said I shared some pictures. I shared a few pictures, and if you did not see them, why don't you take a stroll? Some awesome pictures. I was able to go to Eddie V's, which is like right there on the coast, San Diego. Man, homes, you're talking about houses on the beach. Wonderful. So, again, big up to folks out in California And it's true. It never rains in Southern California. When it rains, guess what they do? They actually pull out buckets and they sell.
Oh, so they can reuse it.
They sell the buckets of water because there's restrictions on water. So the people who really like to keep their grass up, they actually sell buckets of water. So listen,
I know that's right.
For granted, because based on where you live in this country, it could be snowing, hailing, raining, the sun could be out, and it could be a windstorm all in the country in different parts at the same time. Isn't that crazy?
Yep, sure can.
Yes, it is. I mean, it has to be imaginable, though, because, you know, you could be in the same city. I know for sure it happens a lot here in Charlotte, where it'll be raining on one side of Charlotte or even one portion of Charlotte and dry everywhere else.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen on one side of the street and not rain on the other side.
You know where it does it like that in Norfolk a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What up, Norfolk?
Good gracious. Yes, hey, baby.
It's 9:47. We're going to come right back. It's the Cypher. We rocking out with Madam Boston on the wheels of steel.
Okay. Yes, all this money and violence. How about that?
Hey.
Money and Violence crew, they out there working hard on season 2, and heard today from the homie Miz that they're going to try and have season 2 ready for us by the first quarter of the year. So
Nice.
A couple more months and they'll have that work out there on the street with that money and violence.
I am talking about.
Yes, and I'm very much looking forward to having them back on the show to talk about season two and what they got going on. But 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. We got a few more minutes left in the show. But before I forget, we definitely want to shout out a friend to the show, the homie Sleepy Green, Devin Green, for those of them who know him by his corporate name. But he is the CEO and founder of the No Sleep Lifestyle Movement and clothing line. Also one of the major sponsors for the No Sleep Lifestyle Weekend in Miami that I attended back in July. That was so crazy. But
when I get my income tax, I'm going to get me an outfit.
Yes. Go and get a sweatsuit because he has everything. Check out the website. But what it is in
I'm gonna have to get my husband to buy me one.
Oh Lord! No, but what is even bigger news in the no sleep realm is that Diddy, Sean Combs, was rocking that no sleep exclusive for the BET Awards as well as the Million Man March. So congratulations again to Sleepy Green and the No Sleep Lifestyle team. You are that much closer to seeing your success just pop off. He's already got some things working behind the scenes to have it sold in, you know, major stores and boutiques. So, you know, congratulations. And the TM Hyman Radio team is super proud of everything that what you're doing. And what you represent. Very positive young man doing big things.
Yes, the next song that I'm going to play before we, you know, get out of here, whatever, is that's out to you, Sleepy, and your crew. All
right, so why don't we wait? Let's rock it now, come back.
Well, because I, I had made other plans.
You made other plans? Okay, what are your other plans?
Let's blow with your plan.
Okay, my plan was I had to get the music ready to play.
That's what the delay
was. I got caught up in talking. I got caught up in talking.
Well look,
so
if you need something to delay your plan a little bit further.
I'm ready now. Yes.
Okay.
And
no,
so this is for us and them. We made it. Okay.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins. We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man. God damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
Soulja Boy Dre. Oh, we made it. Turn me up just a little bit in the headphones. Worldwide. International. Nigga, we made it.
Yeah, she said she working for Walgreens, but not in the store at the head office. The hair was so good, it makes sense why you work at the head office. In 2007, I sat in the lobby of Motown and waited. Now I walk into the building and go off like, nigga, we made it.
Go on.
When I walk through these halls, man, this beat should be playing.
Go on.
I just came to make sure you not missing no payments. Not turning shit down while I issue my statement. It needed a moment of silence. Nigga, we made it. You fly out your lady, I fly out my latest. Bitches can't front on a kid anymore, man. They know what my name is. And if by chance she don't know who I am, she just know that I'm famous. I'ma just hand her a business card and say, nigga, we made it. And she gotta come through the hotel and pop it off for me. Then she go text her best friend like, girl, he got some good dick and money. Her friend hit her back like I know that already. That nigga's amazing.
Then I sent a message to both of their asses like, nigga, we made it.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hey, we made it. Nigga, we made it. Hey, damn, we made it. Nigga, we made it.
Hey,
we made it.
N-word, we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
Woo. That's that heat right there, 9:56 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Got a few minutes left in the show. Madam Tivo, Boss, and T.M. Hyman, your girl. Hot chocolate. We made it.
That's right.
Yeah. Love
made it.
It
to the end of the week. Made it another day. Blessed.
Hey.
Definitely. So many motivational songs. The Bless song, the N-word, we made it. You know,
okay.
I like that. I'll breathe all right with me.
Yes, right. I love it. I love where we're going with this music thing. I think it's going to pan back out. You know what I mean? We all need some nonsense here and there to show us that there's something better.
I'm just saying. I'm tired of people hitting the Quan. I'm just saying.
You know what? Well, you know, I wish I could do any of those dances. All right, so.
Hey, listen, and folks, Rich Homie Quan did not write the Quan, just to let you know.
Okay.
The Quan is not by Rich Homie Quan, two different people.
Isn't that ironic?
Okay. And I bet you a lot of people didn't even know that. Like,
I'm just trying to help hip-hop. I'm just trying to help hip-hop.
As long as he keeps his little girl off of social media talking about she MF tired digging in her nose, you know, I'll be all right.
You know what? Oh, my God, that was so gross.
I'm just saying.
Unless you're digging for gold, stop digging. Unless you're
you
digging
know
for
what?
Gold, stop digging.
Yeah, I will have the update next week because I believe that there is some information out there regarding DCF and some
you
investigations that are being taken. No, seriously, they're investigating him and his baby mama behind them and that little girl cussing like that. Okay, so we'll be back next week with more for you in store for our over 100,000 listeners. We love you. We appreciate you. We are that crew, that team, that network. Let's go home. Let's go
home. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive.
Yeah. Oh,
please
yeah.
Don't.
Please keep your
don't.
Hands, feet, and belongings to yourself.
And
I
definitely
mean
don't put it on Periscope because you're going to jail, just like the girl in Polk County.
You know what, not, and you're going to jail.
Oh, she got these. It's called
Bye, y'all.
And the U and the I is what it's
TM
called.
TM Radio Live. Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all later.
We love you.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, boy.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, boy.
I'm riding around on Guinea. I'm riding around on Guinea. I'm riding around on Guinea. If mine, I spin it. I'm riding around on Guinea. I'm riding around on Guinea. I'm riding around on Guinea. If mine, I spin it. 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 I'm riding around on Guinea. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. I'm riding around.
TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, TM Hyman.